Let's get the male and female perspectives on all this. David Zinczenko is editor-in-chief of Men's Health Magazine, and B.J. Gallagher is a sociologist and author of the book Friends Are Everything. Hey, folks, good to see you.
Hi.
Well, let's start where that piece left off. Do you think men are less likely to kick a guy or a friend to the curb than women are?
Well, female and male friendships are very different. I think, like the tape he said, women have these intense emotions and strong feelings, but men kind of characterize their friendships through activities, like they have golf buddies, drinking buddies, poker buddies, work buddies. Women don't tend to say, oh, I'm getting together with my shopping buddy today. So it's more about circumstance and convenience, I think.
So women more emotional when it comes to friendships and ending them?
Absolutely. Women are more global in their friendships. We are more likely to have a best friend that we do everything with. We shop with, we have tea with, we raise our kids together. Men, as David pointed out, are more instrumental in their friendships. They compartmentalize their friendships. Women don't. Ours are global.
So when it comes time to end a friendship, let's talk about some scenarios, and you tell me you think the best way to do this would be, quote, all right? Let's say it's not a betrayal. It's just we've grown apart, all right? We used to think we had something in common. We don't get along as well as we used to. Do you just let it fade away? Do you have that talk?
No, I don't really think you need the talk. For guys, if you want to dry up the goodwill tank quickly, what you do is that you resort to the time-tested method of laziness and unresponsiveness. Guys have big egos. They're going to take the small slice to heart. You blow them off a couple times for drinks, they're good. If they don't get the hint, though, and they go like Jim Carrey and the cable guy on you, and they become stalkers,
right.
You go right to the source. You get all the stuff you borrowed from them. You put it on the front lawn, and it's an instinct signal you've been broken up with.
DJ, neglect or confrontation? Which one do you go with?
Women will always go with the neglect first because the confrontation is too painful. And women are trained to be nice. We're trained not to hurt one another's feelings. We want to make nice. So we try to, like, ease away. But if that doesn't work, then we got to go for the
All right, now let's take the other one, betrayal, all right? A friend of yours has done something awful to you. Again, do you walk away, take the high ground, or do you go with the confrontation?
In that case, women are much more likely to go with the confrontation. The men are more likely to sort of try to weasel out of it, particularly if it's a male-female friendship. But the woman will say, this doesn't work for me. Well, first of all, she'll go tell all of her other girlfriends and say, guess what so-and-so did? Can you believe this? Oh, I just... And then she'll go have the confrontation. The man, he'll just try
to... So first you smear the reputation, and then you address the problem.
No, it's not smearing. It's gaining moral support.
Okay.
And I think for guys, you know, look, a guy breakup, a bromance breakup is never forever. You can steal his girl, kill his dog, burn down his house, and 5 years later, you're going to run into him in a bar, and he's going to think, why did we grow apart? What happened? Can I borrow your golf clubs?
We forget a lot quickly. Yeah. A lot more quickly.
The woman will never forget. You can hurt her feelings or do something, and she'll remind you of it for years.
Let me ask you about saving a friendship. Let's say you're at the other side of the coin. Let's say you're the person who is all of a sudden being ignored or even confronted that the friendship is over. Is there any way to save a friendship once that happens?
Sure. I mean, guys have very little emotional cognition. Again, short memories, shorter emotional memories. Just wait it out.
With women, you really have to find out what the problem is. I mean, here's the bottom line. It takes two yeses to make a friendship. It only takes one no to end it. And so even if the other woman still wants to be friends, if you don't, it's over. Or vice versa. If you still want to be friends, but she's done with you, it's over. She's done.
In the end, will we put up with things from friends that we wouldn't put up with from a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I think so. I mean, there are some guys who are more loyal than a U.S. Marine. I mean, they will stay friends with you for life, no matter what, through thick and thin, and put up with just about anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say that the men in my life come and go, but my girlfriends are forever.
All right. Good advice, BJ. David, thanks very much.
Thank you, man.